There is a biblical way for us to overcome in this world. God has given us the means by which we can overcome, we can be above, we can conquer our fears and live the life that He wants us to live. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, there's a very important piece of scripture there. And it says, "And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death." They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They is the Christians. Him is Satan. So the Christians overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb is Jesus. The blood of Jesus and the word of their testimony. So how do we defeat him? Two ways. The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The blood of the Lamb is the responsibility of the Lamb. Jesus is the one who shed his blood. But the word of our testimony is our responsibility. It's not Jesus' responsibility. It is what we say, what we declare out of our mouth. And why do we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony? Because in the book of Revelation, Satan is also called the accuser of the brethren. What does an accuser do? An accuser is what somebody who lays a charge against you and tries to make you feel guilty about something. He tries to make you feel weak. He wants you to feel incapable. He wants you to feel you don't have what it takes. And when you do something wrong, he wants you to feel that that's the end of you. There is no hope for you. That is an accusation from Satan. But the Bible says our response to him is the word of our testimony. Our testimony is what we have experienced from God. What do we have from God? We know he loves us. We know Jesus died for us. We know that if we are born again, we are washed by the blood of Jesus. We know that he has sealed us with his Holy Spirit. We know that he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. We know that he has made us accepted in the beloved in Christ. We know that if God be for us, no one can be against us. That is the word of our testimony. We didn't invent it. It is what God has done for us, and we acknowledge it and say it. And the Bible says when we are able to say that, we overcome the accuser, the one who wants to bring a charge of guilt against us. So the testimony of the believer is that which God has done for him. I am a child of God. I am washed in the blood of Jesus. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I have the peace which passes all understanding. I am God's masterpiece. I can do all things through Christ. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That is your testimony. And that those are the things you must be speaking constantly. And when you say that, God joins what you're saying with the blood of Jesus, and it gives you victory over Satan, the accuser of the brethren. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Speak out your testimony. Speak out what God has given to you, and you would walk in the victory that only Christ gives to us. I trust that you will enter this weekend with the victory of Christ all around you. I am Pastor Mensah Otabel. Shalom, peace, and life to you.